thank you for your call to Daily Inspiration today. This is Brother Jeff, and I'd like to bring you a message from God's Word this morning. You know, there's a real blessing in having God's Word right on our side to speak to us daily, to lead us, to guide us, and to instruct us. You know, there's an Old Testament scripture in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they rejected knowledge." You know, most people aren't ignorant because they don't have the light. It's because they reject the light. You know, the root word of the word ignorant is ignore. Many people ignore the truth. Thief doesn't like to meet the policeman, and neither does the sinner want to be corrected by God's word. But Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge." It also says in Matthew 22:29, Jesus spoke this to the men of his day, especially the religious leaders. He said, "You do err. You know not the scriptures, nor the power of God." So just think about that. To not know the scriptures is to not know the power of God. Paul said that the gospel is the power of God, was his description of the gospel, that the gospel is the power of God. And we live in an age where there's a lot of thought. There's a lot of influence. There's a lot of persuasion. But we must take heed to God's word, or we too will be deceived and sifted. And, you know, it's only by God's word are we going to be rooted and grounded in the truth that we can overcome. You know, the people are deceived every day. And when you're deceived, you do not know it. Matthew 24:4 says, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Jesus is talking about the end of the age, his coming again. And they wanted to know about it. And the first thing Jesus says to them is, "Take heed no man deceives you." And so, you know, it's my responsibility as a Christian to know God's word and not just take what's told me at face value. I must seek the Lord. I must hear instruction and be wise. And there's also a self-deception, you know, that people deceive themselves. You know, it's in James, he uses the illustration of a man looking in a mirror, and then he forgets what manner of man he was. And that goes to faith and hearing and doing. You know, faith without works is dead. And so you look in the mirror and forget what color eyes or hair you have. You know, that's almost self-deception. Come on. And thank God for his word that instructs us. The coming of Jesus is something that, you know, Jesus said, "Take heed no man deceives you." There's going to be all kind of thoughts. I've heard people say Jesus is going to come back on an exact date. People gathering in big rooms and commit, you know, communal suicides and foolishness like that. But come on, man, read your Bible and know what it says, and understand, you know, what it's going to be. And in 2 Thessalonians 2:3, you know, when Paul was instructing that little church, you know, how to be ready, and he says, you know, don't let any man deceive you about the coming of Jesus. This day is not going to come until, you know, this and this begins to happen. And, you know, look up, you know, and hear God's word and be instructed. And then 1 John 3:7, just on the issue of sin, there's going to be a lot of false teaching about you can just keep sinning and the grace of God abounds, and, you know, you don't have to obey God, and Jesus doesn't have to be your Lord. But 1 John 3:7 says, "Let no man deceive you on this issue. If you're righteous, you're of God. If you're unrighteous and you're living in sin, he that says, I know him and keeps not his commandment is a liar. And 1 John tells us, don't let any man deceive you on this sin issue. The Bible commands us to be holy, and you better not be deceived on that issue. And I love Revelation 20:10. It goes on to say, and the devil that deceived them, that devil was cast in the lake of fire. That devil that did all the deceiving, that is the root of all deceit and falsehood, he finally got his just deserts. So, how are people deceived? By rejecting the word of God. It also says there in one of the Thessalonians, I can't think of the scripture exactly where it is, but it comes to mind, where it says, because they did not receive the love of the truth, God sent them strong delusion that they should believe a lie and be damned. You see, if you don't receive the love of the truth, you will be deceived. It's like that parable of the talents. The man that had the one and didn't do anything with it, because he rated his master as a hard man. He goes on to say at the end of that, that's Matthew 25, he says, to him that hath shall be given, but to him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath, or he seems to have, Luke says. So it's important, the more we have of God's truth, the more protected we are, if we're humble and we possess it with the right attitude. But if we reject the truth and we don't esteem and love the truth, but we love sin and the world things, and God's not important, seeking God's not important, well, then God will send you your deception, that you will believe the lies of this world. And when God deceives you, brother, you're done. So we want God to be our friend, not our enemy. God says to those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they'll be filled. If we drink of his water, we'll never be thirsty. We eat that living bread, we'll never hunger. So may God help us today to not be deceived. I don't think we need to live in fear of being deceived, but we need to take it seriously. If we're in the Word and we're seeking the truth and we're proving all things by the Word of God, we have nothing to fear. But if you're living lukewarm, haphazard, in and out, not committed to God's Word, you are already deceived. So watch out. Watch out. Repent if you feel like you're in deception, and God will remove the scales and the blinders from your eyes, and he will give you truth. He is so in love with his truth. It brings him glory. And he wants men to know his truth. Walk in love. John 17:17, when they asked Jesus, what is truth? Jesus says, thy word is truth. Thy word is truth.
Bless you today. Seek the living God.